You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
All right, let's talk Drake. Let's do this Definitive 15.
Aubrey, Drake, Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, how have we not done a Definitive 15 on him yet?
I don't know.
I mean, I think it's partially it's because because he's still going, but he's still in his prime.
You know what's funny?
At least commercially.
I would say he's on a second.
Oh, he might
run
be on
of his prime.
Yeah, there's multiple.
He's had multiple, yes. Because I know we've had times we've been like, Drake. Like, this hasn't been a several year high for him.
No, it's always like a little peak and then a peak, and then now we're getting crazy peaks, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But typically when we do Definitive 15s, it's really clear that like, oh, this will, you know, we have the benefit of hindsight to say, okay, let's evaluate the career of this artist.
Right.
This was harder for me.
Why?
Because my tendency was to look backward and maybe to not try to put into proper context what he's doing this year. Even though if you like map how successful stuff was and put that all up on a board somewhere, what he's doing this year would, in most cases, you when you're doing a Definitive 15 for an artist, you're going to be like, oh, we got to start in 2018 because Drake was number one for 40 weeks or whatever it's going to be. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It'd be like, basically, this is like, not the same artist, but it's sort of like if you were trying to do a Definitive 15 of Usher in 2004.
Right.
And you would be like,
which is around the time you'd need to do that.
Well, sort of, except like you would want a little bit of hindsight, right? Because you're sort of still in the moment.
Sure. Right. You're right. Because my statement was said in hindsight.
Right. Right. In hindsight. Well, that's an interesting question. So looking back at Usher, like you have, you're going to have maybe a bit more of an opinion about, well, what are those singles are really the essential? Like, what are the really like definitive ones? Usher would be an interesting Definitive 15, actually.
I think his singles are pretty, they're pretty cut and dry.
I think they're pretty cut and dry. I also think, I have a feeling like I couldn't do, I don't know, like a Definitive 20 for Usher might be hard. Because I feel like that might be stretching it.
Nah.
Maybe that's me. Whereas a Definitive 20 for Drake, like if you told me 20, I could come up with 20.
I come up with 20 for Usher.
Yeah. There's a lot of Drake records.
There's a lot of Drake records.
There's a lot of successful Drake records.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And there's a lot of just good Drake records.
So I'm curious, how did you approach this Definitive 15? Because, so if you've never heard a Definitive 15 episode on the show, the idea is, at least the original idea was, and we sort of take it where we want to go, but the original idea when we first thought of it was, okay, someone has never heard this artist before. You have 15 songs to play for them. Go.
Yep.
And sometimes we do that, and sometimes it just turns into, here's my favorite 15.
Yep.
Which for some artists is fine. You can get away with that.
Yep.
What approach did you take with Drake?
I think I mixed it up.
Mm-hmm.
This actually showed me which Drake I prefer.
Mm.
I had, of course, you know me. I rappity rap Drake is my favorite Drake. So after a while, like after the fifth rappity rap record, I was like, okay, let me narrow this down to Definitive rappity rap Drake. I almost pulled a Marissa where I was like, you kind of have to put him in categories.
Oh boy, let me tell you, I basically definitely pulled a Marissa, and my approach was, okay, I got to tell the story of Drake.
And then after a while, it was just like, I'm just going to pick my favorites. Cause after a while, it just became that.
I have an extensive honorable mention list.
Whew. All right.
It's going to be a good episode.
Go ahead. I did not have time to prep for a bunch of honorable mentions.
That's okay.
Though if I did, and I think anybody who's listened to more than five episodes of the show knows this, that it would have been extensive as well. Like this episode would have been bad.
Yeah, it's going to be all the blank AM and whatever record, right? No, I'm just kidding.
That's actually one of those actually on my Definitive.
I really strongly considered one myself. I feel like it's unfair. You want to start?
Sure, I can.
All right, where do you want to start?
I'll go with my AM.
Okay, what do you got?
I'll just start there. 5 a.m. in Toronto.
It's the best of them.
Yep.
Definitely yep. Honorable mentions. I came very close making my top 15, but reasons.
First of all, Boy Wonder, that beat is stupid.
It's a great beat.
And Drake is... I used to love 9 a.m. in Dallas. 9 a.m. in Dallas was my favorite.
Mm.
But when I go back and listen to 9 a.m. in Dallas, it sounds like Drake who feels like he has something to prove.
Yeah.
5 a.m. in Dallas is no. You not only am I here, but you need me.
Mm.
I'm here. My spot is solidified. I ain't going nowhere. And matter of fact, if you want a spot, you need to come to me. There's the Chris Brown jabs about Rihanna. There's a lot going on because Drake is passive aggressive Patty. But I love this record. I tried to rank the AMs, and I think it goes 5 a.m. in Toronto.
Yep.
9 a.m. in Dallas.
Yep.
6 p.m. in New York.
Yep. 4
p.m.
in
Calabasas.
4 p.m. in Calabasas.
Yeah. I think that's where it goes.
I think that's right.
That's no slouch to 6 p.m. in New York. 6 p.m. in New York is really, really good.
I think I've listened to 9 a.m. in Dallas more.
Yes.
When I hear them both today, I think I like 6 p.m. in New York maybe better.
Yeah.
I don't know how well 9 a.m. in Dallas has aged as a song.
There you go. That plays into it too.
But I get it.
Yep.
Okay. You went right for the rapidy rap right off top.
Yeah, I've got a couple of rapidy rap records.
Okay. So to me, you can't tell the story of Drake without you gotta talk about how he, and it's so common now, right? But like the idea of, okay, so this guy's gonna sing on the song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then he's gonna rap on the song.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, this was still like, whoa. And we're not just talking like Ja Rule crooning the hook.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking like, like sing rapping, rap singing, and then, actual rapping. Oh, and then going back. Like, and so we got to talk about Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
On my list.
There's a lot of songs from So Far Gone that I was very tempted to put on here.
Absolutely.
I almost wanted to say, could we just put that whole 3-track opening run? Because it sets the tone so perfectly for So Far Gone.
Not only that, it's a great representation of Drake.
Especially Drake at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But also like the promise of Drake.
Yeah.
Like successful is great, right? But yes. Houston, Atlanta, Vegas is yeah. Houston, Atlanta, Vegas is like, it's like, oh, right. Like you like he's singing and you're like, oh, it's this kind of song. And then he's rap and you're like, and the production, like, we talk about the 40 filter now. It's an ongoing thing that we mention on the show all the time, right? And for those who are newish to the show or haven't heard us talk about it in a while, we refer to this idea that basically like a lot of 40s beats, especially his earlier beats, would often sound like the top end was just filtered off. And there was other stuff he was doing with the EQ to create this very like woozy, muddy sound, right? But Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, that beat is tremendous.
Mm.
It's so different. Like, what sounded like that in 2009?
Yeah.
You know, there was clearly the 808's inspiration, but that was kind of, and there's a lot of that on So Far Gone, right? Clearly. But Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, I had to have it. It's the first song I started with.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
On my list.
All right.
Same reasons as you.
What do you got next?
I will keep it.
You going to keep it hip hop fan?
I'm trying to figure out which one I want to talk about. I will go with Versace.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because Versace represents the Drake stimulus package to a T.
Oh, that's interesting. I have other choices that I want to claim there, but that's super interesting. So I have a long list of honorable mentions. I have a category just called hits that I left off. Mm-hmm. Versace's on that, right? That was okay. You're right. It's the stimulus package, but it's an interesting stimulus package. So say a little bit more about that.
And what I mean by that is it's not when, because this is where Drake is now. Versace or Look Alive, Yes Indeed, those types of records don't exist without Versace, Tony Montana. Like, we talk about the Drake stimulus package where 40 gives you a beat, and or you make a beat that sounds like something Drake would get on, and Drake gets on it, like Blessings. But when Drake hops on your record and does what you do, but filters, or not filters, but sprinkles in just enough Aubrey to separate you from him, like, to me, that's the ultimate stimulus package. And that's what he did on Versace. Because prior to then, Migos were kind of like, okay, yeah, Migos. But like this gave them some, this gave them more ears. It didn't give them credibility. Because at the time, people were definitely cutting this song off after his verse.
I think it legitimized the Migos flow.
As, there we go.
Right? The triplet flow.
There we go.
Which he then used later that year on Language.
Yes. Is that an honorable mention on yours?
No.
Okay.
I really like Language, but I ran out of songs. Like, at some point I had to cut the honorable mentions. Because there's a lot. Drake has a lot of like good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He really does. I think I appreciate how important historically the Versace remix is more than I like it as a song.
Sure.
But I get it. Okay. That's super interesting.
Yep.
All right. I'm going in chronological order because of course I am.
Sure.
If you're going to have Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, you know, that's the softer side of Drake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Drake was still trying to perfect the I'm Drake and I'm going to make a really hard record. And he doesn't quite get there in the early days, but a little bit harder of a record, or at least a little bit, maybe not quite as R&B-ish of a record. That is a definitive Drake record, his best I ever had.
Not on my list.
How?
Wow. It's definitive, but
okay.
I don't think it aged well.
Yeah, it didn't. And so, right, this is why it's like, I don't know, like to me, like when I'm telling, if I was really playing this for somebody and telling the story of Drake, then it's like you play these two songs, like you do Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, and you go Best I Ever Had. And then you go, so here's like, you see like where Drake might be going.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And this is where, as far as he could get in 2009. And mm-hmm. Best I Ever Had, sort of the beginning of, I mean, it was kind of around, actually Instagram was not around then, but like the beginnings of the lyrics as status messages / Instagram captions, like it's all in full effect here. You can see it all here.
Sure. Yep.
So again, I approach this as I'm telling the Drake story in 15 songs, and I had to give, I mean, this is how important I think So Far Gone is. I had to give two songs to So Far Gone, which as his albums keep adding up becomes harder, right? Because like he's got a lot of albums and it's really hard to devote two to a mixtape that came out in 2009, but that's So Far Gone, right?
Yeah.
So I had to put Best I Ever Had on it. Even though you're right, I don't know how well it's aged.
Yeah.
If I was making my 15 favorite Drake records, it's not on the list, but I think it's definitive.
Sure. It was like I remember hearing the record on the radio for the first time, and it felt like, you know, like there was an excitement where like the blog era sort of, you know, crossed over.
Right. After the blog era struggled for a little while to really get people to cross over.
Absolutely. We talk about, you know, Mac Miller came from the blog era. All those artists that we championed from the blog era, Drake was part of the blog era. Remember, the three chosen ones were Drake, Cole, and Wale.
And Wale.
Mm-hmm. those were the main guys that came out of that era who were supposed to, you know, lead the pack or be this generation's what? Jay, Nas, and I don't know who Wale was supposed to be. But, and that's no slight to him. But
Ambition, you know, came out in 2011.
Remember, Attention Deficit came out in 2009, I want to say?
So 2010? In 2011, if I would have told you that what's actually going to end up happening is J. Cole is going to cross over way more than Wale, you would have never believed me.
Man, Ambition was a really good album.
It was really good. And what was the record that he somehow missed off that? Oh man. It should have been on it, but it wasn't. It's gonna
drive me crazy. Not Tats on My Arm. Not Bait. It was a bonus track.
It was, but
yeah, it's a bonus track. Cause he was coming off of That Way and Lotus Flower Bomb. Yeah.
Oh, he had those Mark Henry beats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the beginning of that, like he starts off really heavy on that album.
Oh yeah.
That album starts off like, yeah.
But that is a good album. Oh man. Meek and Ross and Wale over a 2011 T-minus beat, Ambition. Yeah. Oh,
Ambition was hard. Ambition was hard. That album drops off after Ambition.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last three records I don't need.
But yeah, That Way had already been out, but
yep. Yeah, but, That Way had already been out. Bait should have been on there. If you go Ambition, you put Bait there, you end with That Way, you cut these last three records off.
Right.
You even get rid of Chain Music. I wasn't crazy. The Cudi record I wasn't crazy about. I know you didn't like the Neo record.
No, I can't even tell you what that sounds like, but yeah, that's I don't remember that at all.
The Big Sean record, I'm surprised, didn't take off the way that I thought it was going to.
I mean, do you count Big Sean as being from the blog era?
Yes. Yes. I hated Big Sean doing that. Finally Famous. Oh, he was so corny to me. Yep.
When did Big Sean, when did you finally be like, okay, I get Big Sean?
Let me pull up his discography. Oh, Detroit.
Yeah. Detroit was pretty good.
Detroit was good. I don't think it's aged that well.
I haven't listened to it in a while. I'll admit that.
Yeah, I listened to it maybe like a year ago. And I was like, this isn't, because it's on streaming services.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's definitely on. I know it's on Tidal for sure. I'm looking on Apple Music right now. I don't see it. But I know it's on Tidal.
Oh, you know what though? I do, I'm not gonna lie. I think Marvin and Chardonnay is an underrated Kanye West song.
I hate that song.
That song is great.
I've never liked that record.
Kanye's perfect on it.
No, they're not my man. Yeah, where is Roscoe Dash? Hey, I mean, I'm not. Hey, I mean, I'm...
Listen, it was 2011, all right?
It really was. Remember when everybody thought YC made racks on that and not Future? They're like, no, the other guy who actually makes that song is some guy named Future. Everybody's like, no, who? YC.
Future?
Future. Sure. Okay. All right, Drake. All
right. Number three from you. What do you got?
Okay, I don't know if this is necessarily his record.
That's
but
okay.
I put it on his list because to me, this is another Drake stimulus package.
What do you got?
I'm on one.
Oh, that was the next song I was going to talk about.
Okay, then
this
there we go. Let's
this to me it. Is Drake Stimulus 1.0.
Sure, yep.
It's a producer that works with Drake.
Yep.
And Drake starts the song off and gives you the hook.
Yep.
Now, they had done Stimulus Packet. Like, there had been Drake plus Drake producer records before, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Alicia Keys record.
You're talking about Unthinkable?
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
You know, he had obviously done hooks for Cash Money stuff before, but like this really felt like, because I'll tell you, there's nothing from Thank Me Later on my list.
Yeah, I went through there and I was like, you know what? No.
No. There are songs in there that are better than I remember.
Yes.
The Nicki record's better than I remember.
Yes.
The J record is actually pretty decent.
Light Up is hard.
Yeah.
Still love that record.
I
actually like the Jeezy record.
The Jeezy record's all right. I actually feel like Find Your Love has oddly worked better now than it did then.
False. I'm not gonna lie, Joe Budden's podcast like just made me like that really turned their record off for me. They said it was purposefully sabotaged because it was mixed bad. they were joking, and they like they were talking about how bad the kicks are like on the intro. It was funny. He's like, you can't hay your way out of that one. That was funny.
But like, I'm not gonna lie, Drake performed Over he did like a quick little snippet of Over at the show, and I was like, really? He's doing Over?
Really?
Yeah. Boy, Over just sounds like 2011.
Yeah, there was a lot going on there. I can't believe I rapped.
Or 2010, sorry. But I'm On One is like, so Drake kind of coming off like a little bit of a down. No, maybe he just didn't quite meet those high expectations.
From Thank Me Later?
Yeah, but I'm On One is like, he's like, okay, guess what? 2011 is going to be a lot different.
Yep.
I'm On One is still freaking fantastic.
Yep. And Ross and Wayne are no slouches on that record either.
Yeah.
It just, everything works.
Yeah. It turns out T-minus 40 and Drake, they did some good things together.
They did. Don't forget Boy Wonder too.
Is Boy Wonder on that one?
No, I'm just talking about that conglomerate. Yeah.
Right.
But yes. I did hear a record with, I heard a snippet of a record with, Black, 6 Lakh. And J. Cole over a T-minus beat that's supposed to be on his project. I think his project comes out on Friday, and it sounded really dope. I've been on a really big R&B kick. I'm proud of myself.
Because you're like listening to music?
Like, yeah, like new R&B. I'm like actually like looking for it. Yeah. There's some good stuff out there. Some dope stuff.
I always forget. What's the name of the girl who sings Boot Up?
LMA.
Her new record, I think we talked about it in the show, but seriously, her new record, her second single sounds so much like Boot Up that I was listening to some Apple Music playlist and the new song came on and it really took me into the hook I was like, had it on the background. It took me into the hook to realize, oh wait, this isn't Boot Up. I'm getting old.
Yeah, I like that song. when we get to the point where like we're calling song titles by the hook, that's when it's going to be bad. All right. Well,
got to be there.
So do you want to go?
I'll go next.
Yeah.
Sticking to 2011.
Okay.
So if I'm telling the story of Drake, what he hasn't really had up until the release of Take Care was a top tier. I don't want to say banger because that's the wrong way to put it, but like, He needed Lord Knows. Lord Knows had to be on the list.
Listen, man. This is still my favorite beat of the last 10 years.
It's
maybe even stretching it to 15.
Ooh, that's a lot of beats.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah.
That whole song is just, again, like, I just want to walk into heaven with that playing. I want my wife to walk down the aisle with that playing. Like, that record is just different. Different. Just Blaze is forever in my top five for that record alone.
Mm.
To me, that's his best beat. Yep. Where are we going with it? Did we do a definitive on Just Blaze? We did, right?
We did. Definitive Just and but we did. I don't think we tried to say what one was the best.
I'm sure that became a conversation. Us, this podcast, 100% that became a conversation.
It might be I Really Mean It.
I Really Mean It, What We Do, Dynasty Intro.
What We Do is a notch below. Don't do that. I Really Mean It. What We Do is dope. It's great, but like it's not Dynasty Intro, and it's not Lord Knows. It's not
What's a number five? If that's the is that an accurate top four? Just Blaze.
What We Do is not in my top five. Not even in my top 10. Because I'm putting I Am Dame Dash. I'm putting I'm putting You Don't Know. You Don't Know probably rounds out the top five.
Yeah. I was going to go Throwback Usher. That might be top 10.
I really like that song. But there's a lot riding on how dope that sample is. Okay.
Oh my God. I'm going through Just Blaze playlist on Apple Music. Oof. Yeah. How do you feel about this super group with Fonte, Rhymefest, and Black Thought?
That's how I feel about it. No,
it's this. Okay. Nope. Go ahead.
Who's helping them with that? Who's producing?
Good question.
Yeah. We gonna get
S1.
We gonna get a lot of thirsty, dusty throwback beats. Yeah. I say as somebody who makes a lot of thirsty, dusty throwback beats.
You do one that I'm sitting on that I can't wait to sit down and just. Oof.
You know what I've been getting into lately is I'm really, for some reason, my style is I'm really starting to like get into like I would call like late 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing some interesting things over here. Anyway.
You haven't put anything in Dropbox.
No,
have
no.
Of course you haven't. Okay.
But I need to check. I'm rapidly, I don't know. It's the perks of working from home. When I get into a groove, I'm knocking out a couple a day at this point. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, so Lord Knows.
Yeah, Lord Knows.
It's like Just Blaze at the peak of his powers, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ross at his peak.
Yep.
And it's not, I wouldn't say Drake at his peak, but like Drake couldn't have made this record in 2009.
No.
The beat would have swallowed him up.
Yes. He would have been, it would have been a lot.
It would have been a lot of hashtag rapping.
Yes.
How have we made it already this much talking about Drake and we've not acknowledged hashtag rapping?
Yeah, it's going down basement. that was ludicrous, but still, yes.
I'm trying to think the worst example of hashtag rapping.
I blow her up. Balloons.
Who said that?
Ludacris.
Oh.
That's My Chick Bad.
Oh, man.
Which is a terrible song.
All right. I'm Googling hashtag rap examples. This is going to be good.
I wonder if they're going to have like an Angel Fire page like they did for Bad Papoose Lines.
Oh yeah. Swimming in the money, come and find me, Nemo. Oh boy.
Ooh, that was Drake, wasn't it?
That's Drake from Forever. Oof.
Oof.
Cam used to do a little bit of that. Anyway. All right. Anything else you want to say about Lord Knows?
I think that this is a very underrated Drake verse.
Cause Ross is so
It's Ross, it's the beat switch, it's all of that. It's the beat itself. I think Drake takes a while to rev up. You know, he's talking about going through girls' purses and all that. Like, it kind of takes him a while to rev up. But once he goes, oh, yeah. He's in a pocket that, like, rappity rappers can appreciate. So, yeah, that's the only thing I have to say. But 1,010,000,000% on my list. Without question.
Okay, you're next up.
All right, I'm gonna go with Back to Back.
Yeah, in my deep in my honorable mentions.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Please.
It's funny. I feel a little different about this now that they're on good terms again. It sounds a little different.
How so?
I don't know. I think like when you're not beefing with the person anymore, it can sometimes take a bit of the bite out of it.
So do you hear Ether differently? Takeover?
I mean, Ether's terrible, but I'm never getting off that bandwagon. Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I think Back to Back, it might be a better moment than a song, but that first verse is pretty ridiculous, actually.
On which one?
I'm Back to Back. Like it, I'll give. I mean, that's why it was one of my honorable mentions. Like when he gets going, it's ruthless.
Here's why it's definitive for me.
Okay.
It it is the as I talked about Versace being like the Drake stimulus package. Yeah. When I think about Drake's moment raps,
yeah,
I think of back to back. Drake is the poster boy for moment rap. Take a moment. Like, everybody remembers where they were when they first heard that record.
Totally.
And the fact that you got it to play in the club and it became a hit record, it was on the radio. Like, you got a million listens in a day on SoundCloud. I also think that people didn't think Drake had that in him. Because up until that point, Drake was very passive aggressive. The most he got at somebody was what? Comment on Stay Scheming?
Yeah, I think so. And he had just had Charged Up.
He just had, and even Charged Up was like a typical Drake diss, where it was like, all right, okay, I'm going to say something. And then he never does. And most people will point to like Good Night, Good Luck, but those are like for the super underground Drake heads. Like, nobody knows about Good Night and Good Luck. He's dissing a bunch of local Toronto Raptors. A bunch of local Toronto rappers on that. But this was quick, and it wasn't just a punch in the mouth. It was a knockout. It's like imagine a boxing match and you expect one person to win and they come out and maybe three or four punches in, it's already over. You see that this is going to be a different fight than everybody thought it was going to be.
It's got some like iconic like hip hop diss record lines, doesn't it? Is that a world tour or your girls tour?
Yep.
That's up there.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
I get
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I get it.
So, I'm good.
Okay. For me, I took three from Take Care.
Okay.
I had to have Marvin's Room on the list.
Let's talk about Marvin's Room, because Marvin's Room is on my list, but I prefer Trust Issues.
Oh, that's interesting.
But Marvin's Room is 100% more definitive.
Trust Issues is dope. Isn't there? There's a Weeknd remix of that, right?
Weeknd and Bieber.
Oh, right, Bieber. Yep. Marvin's Room, like, every sort of, how do I put this? Drake is accused of being a simp, basically, right?
Not accused.
Well, and that's Marvin's Room, which is to say, I don't know, even now, 7 years later, who else could make this song and make it work?
Good question.
And at the time, it felt like, in a weird way, it's going to sound very sweet, it was almost like revolutionary.
That was the first song that literally had my entire timeline in their feelings.
What he had done on So Far Gone, right? Where he was making these kind of woozy, definitely R&B records or R&B-ish rap records. What he's doing here is he is making it so personal. He is willing to go to a place and sort of shed a layer of like, oh, I need to front. Oh, I need to be hard. Like, there's none of that on this record. Whether or not it's true vulnerability, that it's a whole conversation for discussion. But it is a vulnerable rap record in a way that was revolutionary then and still just feels like, you know, to build the idea for a song around a voicemail from somebody saying, are you drunk right now? Like, is wild. And it's a great song. If he plays this at a concert, there's going to be 20,000 people in that arena screaming, I'm just saying you could do better. And when you it's like, do you all know what he's really singing right now?
Yeah.
I think you, I don't know, to me, like, you can draw a line, even though it's a different kind of song, like, you can draw a line from how willing he is to not be sort of the stereotype of what a rapper is supposed to be on Marvin's Room. You can draw a line from there to Hotline Bling, right? Like, because he, this is like a defining thing of Drake, right? Is like, he's willing to not be what we sort of pretend rappers have to be. And he's not the only one, but Drake is a innovator in that space, we'll say.
Yeah.
But you like Trust Issues better as a song.
I do. I do. But Marvin's Room is one. I was gonna say Marvin Sapp. That's a gospel singer. That song is way more definitive.
Yeah.
It was another example of moment rap. It was Drake's. It was the first example of Drake's ability to make you connect to things that you make a bunch of people connect to a very intimate feeling. Like, who hasn't, I've never drunk dialed like an ex, but I've definitely sent out late texts and dirty macked and done all that stuff. But like, those aren't things that you talk about publicly. It's like an unspoken thing that people have done in relationships in college when they're younger or whatever, coming out of a relationship. And like, it made everybody come together under this hush hush sort of topic.
This came out pretty early before the album too. Like, this is when he was just throwing stuff up on SoundCloud.
Yes. Yes.
Marvin's Room, man. Dope. Still holds up.
Yeah.
All right. You're next up. What do you got?
I've got, we'll stay Take Care.
Oh,
I've got Take Care.
I thought about this.
Yeah.
Why Take Care?
I think that Rihanna has been a really big part of his career.
That's a fair point.
And I was talking to someone. Yeah, I was talking to my friend Lauren, who listens to the show. Hi, Lauren. And we were talking about how Rihanna has this ability to be in the public eye, but still a mystery. Because we were talking about how Nicki is just kind of out there and she's doing a lot. Versus Rihanna has never, like, you see her every day. She doesn't really go away, but she'll do just enough to let people know that she's around, but she's not like out here until her album is done, until she has some makeup or some clothes or something to sell. It's like the Kanye thing, best case scenario. But Rihanna's been a large part of Drake's career. And I think if we're just talking about music, this is their best collaboration. And it's, Drake's done quite a few duets. And this is his, to me, this is his best.
Yeah, I thought about Take Care. Why, I'm trying to think why I didn't put it on there. I think I just ran out of room, basically, but it's on my honorable mentions.
Okay.
Even though it's not, it's funny. Like, it's not one of my favorite Drake records.
Nah.
But I get it. I get it.
I agree. All right, where you at?
All right. We are fast forwarding to 2013.
Okay.
And we have to have Started From the Bottom. Has to be on the list.
Also on my list.
Yeah. Because finally, I shouldn't say finally, Drake has tried to make what I would call like hard rap singles and make them successful.
Headlines.
Which I don't love.
And that record really hasn't aged well.
But Started From the Bottom, first of all, has aged tremendously well. Right? That song is 5 years old and doesn't sound it. But it actually, in a way, kind of foreshadowed what would be a trend in hip hop towards, I would say, more like somber, minor key kind of instrumentals, right? Like, which the idea of that song becoming like a hit single when we first heard it didn't really seem like a thing that might happen, but it did. And it happened because, like, once again, Drake was willing to be kind of ridiculous in a sense. Like, mm-hmm. the idea of Drake, of all the rappers in the world, to make a song called Started From the Bottom
mm-hmm.
seemed preposterous to people. And yet, that's exactly what always ends up working for Drake. Right? Also, I want to point out this on the list, in a sense, not just because it's great, but like the video helped this song out too.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of personality basically in the video, right? Like
yeah.
you're getting it all. Like when he jumps out of the car at the beginning and it's snowing and he's trying to like, and he's basically rapping like a, you know, it's almost like a caricature of like, yeah, I'm hard, but everybody's in on the joke because it's Drake. Like it just works for some reason.
Hmm.
Started from the bottom, still to this day,
mm-hmm.
works. So it was on my list.
I agree. Okay, I'm gonna go with Controller.
Also on my list.
We have to talk about Caribbean Jams, Drake.
100%.
And this is far and away the best Caribbean Jams record out of all of the Caribbean Jams.
It should have been the smash.
Should have been the single. Listen, I can put myself out there now because I had a young lady in the car and this song came on. And it's like, it's hypnotic what it does to women. It's crazy. To think what it does to women. It's crazy to see it in real time. And Drake has a couple songs like that. That women just seem to love and see themselves in. Sort of like, you know, how a lot of women love Beyonce because they see themselves in her. They see themselves in this type of record. But yeah, this record is fire. I'd never liked One Dance.
Yeah, I still don't like One Dance.
It's too poppy. That's not for us.
When he played that because he's going to play that. When he played that at the concert, I was just like, nah. I mean, I kind of knew it was coming, but I was like, nah.
Were people like, hey, or were people like, eh?
Well, he did a whole Caribbean jam section.
Okay.
He did Controller and One Dance back to back.
Of course, because they're back to back on the album.
Right. So yeah, everything that you just said, like this is Caribbean Jams Drake 100%. It's a great example of it. And he does not care at all that you might think he's appropriating Caribbean culture. Like he's going to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right.
How many have we done? Where are we at?
I think I'm losing track here. Let's see. Seven off my list. I think we've only done five. Is that right?
Oh no, God. We've done way more than that.
You think
Hold on. Yeah, we've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Are you counting songs? No.
I'm counting songs that we've also.
Right. That were like I'm also not. On I'm my saying list. You've given five and I've given five.
Have I?
Yeah. You've done
okay. Well, yeah. I mean, then we're not gonna get to 15 then because we're on a lot of the same list. Okay.
All right. Let's see what we got. All right. So, well, yeah. Hold on. We might go faster. All right. So next up for me, I talked about Find Your Love earlier, and to me, there's a successor to Find Your Love that's even better.
Interesting. What is that?
Hold on. We're going home.
Not on my list because I forgot about it, but I'm putting it on my list right now. No. No, Hold On, We're Going Home is super fire, and I'm definitely dancing with my daughter to that record at my wedding.
The video is ridiculous, but
in the most ridiculous way possible.
But putting that aside, like if you think about, like I was sort of thinking about my list almost in these chunks, right? Especially when you evaluate albums, and like if you think of Started From the Bottom and Hold On, We're Going Home as being from the same album, like they totally balance each other out, and they totally make sense.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that the lead singles to Take Care never really did for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because Marvin's Room was kind of lead single, but that was more like it became successful and he put it on the album. The lead single that was Make Me Proud and Headlines.
Oof.
No.
Make Me Proud.
Try again. Ooh. It's kind of amazing that he went with Make Me Proud and Headlines, even though he had Take Care in the bag.
Yeah.
But he, you know, that Take Care carried him all through winter, so it was fine. But yeah, Hold On, We're Going Home. It's a different kind of R&B Drake, mm-hmm. right? It's not 40 filtered, right? Mm-hmm. Now we got a little Majid Jordan in the mix.
I'll say that's the Majid Jordan stimulus package.
Sort of, yeah. It's a, I wouldn't call it upbeat, but it's a little bit, you know, a little brighter.
Mm-hmm.
But Hold On, We're Going Home. Great record.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. What do you got next?
Okay, we'll go back to Take Care because I've actually got two more records on Take Care.
All right.
I've got HYFR.
Honorable mention for me.
Yeah. It's one of those sneaky Drake records.
Hmm. He's got a couple of those off Take Care, actually.
Yeah. One of these that I'm actually going to mention, like... It's sneaky, but it's like people don't talk about it, but it's like it clearly defines like a part of Drake's thing. So I was trying to figure out what was the best representation of Drake and Wayne. I originally was going to do Ignorant. I was going to do Ignorant, but I felt like I did too much rappity rap. And I think in saying I'm doing too much rappity rap, I don't have enough rappity rap. But to me, this record still goes. Did he do this at the show?
Did he do?
He had to.
Yeah, I think he did.
Okay. I was like, he had to.
Yeah, he did.
Still goes. I think go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just saying, this just best represents Drake and Wayne and the mini records they have together.
I might like She Will more.
Hmm.
But
underrated.
But yeah.
She Will, super underrated.
And She Will could have been on Take Care too. That's incredible.
Yeah. Those were those like leftover Take Care records that they were just giving to people.
Ugh.
Yep. Yep.
Successful. I love Successful.
I don't.
Wow.
I don't.
I love it's that era of Wayne.
I think he ruins that record.
That's No Ceilings era Wayne.
It is, but he ruins that record. He was not necessary on that record.
2009 Wayne is probably my favorite Wayne.
Okay. I've got Squad Wayne as my favorite Wayne, but No Ceilings isn't too far behind.
Yeah, I love Successful. Successful's great.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. HYFR. Yeah, it's undeniable. But Drake just has so many records that I was like, well, here's a hit I'm leaving off.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
All right.
Was Successful on your list?
It was like the first song I left off.
Okay.
So now I'm going for a record that might surprise you, but maybe not.
Okay.
To me, I need to talk about SoundCloud Lucy Drake.
I have a record that's SoundCloud Lucy Drake. Let's go.
I need Triumphant Drake.
Okay. Which is?
I'm putting We Made It on here.
On my list.
Yes.
We Made It. Including the Soulja Boy verse.
I don't care about the Soulja Boy verse. It's fine.
I do.
Drake.
I love it.
This is so good.
Yes.
Everything about this.
Yes.
The sample.
Yes.
The sample dialogue.
Yes.
Drake's verse, everything. Everything.
Listen, there's a Soulja Boy stimulus package.
It's a Soulja Boy stimulus.
We not sleeping on DeAndre Way.
There's a like definitive five you could do for Soulja Boy, right?
Yeah, my girl is in it like Soulja Boy music, believe it or not. And it's funny.
Is Speakers Going Hammer? Is that her ringtone?
No. She likes Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Oh no.
Because she likes rapping. It's tongue in cheek. It's not like
okay.
She like we both like Ya Trick Ya. what was the other record? There's another late Soulja Boy record. Pretty Boy Swag. Pretty Boy Swag is hard though. Sold a million records.
And you're forgetting Turn My Swag On.
She likes Turn My Swag On too.
Jeezy's version of that is phenomenal.
Remember when we thought Jeezy was over? There was that point where like they kept delaying TM103 and he put out that mixtape where he was rapping over other people's beats.
Yeah.
I need to find that because there was some joints on there.
Him rapping over Put My Swag On is perfect.
I got it.
Because that hook and beat, too good for Soulja. Sorry, Soulja Boy.
It's fine. That, I mean, We Made It was too good for Soulja Boy. Like, right, have you heard clearly the original version?
No.
Yeah, like it's a whole song and it's, oof. I'll say that I had it, but I can't find it. There's definitely a mega mix with Jay and Jay Electronica's verses.
I think I made it for somebody, probably. It's,
oh, yeah, Dropbox did.
No, oh, I hope I deleted it.
No,
it's bad.
No, it's bad. No. Bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bugging.
It's not good.
Nah.
This is Drake's song.
They both killed that. They both killed that. Nope. Nope. Actually, I want a mega mix with with Soulja Boy on it.
Mega mix. You gonna download it on Napster too?
Absolutely. Right with the Forgot About Dre remix. I'm gonna find the Forgot About Dre remix. It's on YouTube. I know it is.
All right. What else? What's up next for you?
Dang, you I only have two more records.
I have six more.
Oh my god. You picked all my records. All right, so no, I have three more. I'm sorry, three more. Okay, so another Drake that we have to talk about is retrospective Drake.
Hmm. Okay.
We're talking about family issues, ex-girlfriends, and how, you know, he wanted this relationship to work out and his mom really liked him, or, you know, hanging out with his dad and this, that, and the third. And I think there's a record that people don't really talk about, but I think it encompasses this record or this type of Drake. Because we could talk about Too Much. We could talk about From Time. He's got a bunch of these.
Okay, what do you got?
But to me, the best example is Look What You've Done.
Look What You've Done.
Yes.
You finally picked something that's not anywhere on my honorable mention.
That's fine. That is just okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, if I'm gonna play Drake and his family record, another record is like You and the Six, like that sort of record, I think he'd, and also we have to also take into consideration Drake's obsession with Timbaland, Aaliyah, the whole Super Friends movement, getting a sample cleared by Static Major record. Like, I'm sure that was right up his wheelhouse. So, nope. Yep. Look What You've Done.
Okay. So now I'm going to, because I've been going to chronological. So now I'm going to 2014. And I want to talk about another type of Drake stimulus, mm-hmm. which is when he takes a record that might have been interesting to some people, but would have been mostly ignored, completely takes that person's style or their, we'll say the way that they're rap singing on the song, does it better, and then turns into a hit. And that would be Tuesday.
Ooh, not on my list, but definitive. I never liked that record.
Oh, what a great song. Oh, man. I love
it. Yeah. As much slander as I gave Mackin.
Squad's going up. That entire, no. That like, that's a very memorable Drake verse.
Sure.
You're like, hypothetically, sure. I was surprised he didn't perform it at the show, actually. I kind of thought he might.
Probably because he would have to pay Mackin.
He's like, no.
He's like, nope.
But, like, this is a whole different kind of Drake stimulus to me.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Like, he rescued that song from,
It had a little buzz.
It had, like, what we would have called in 2009, we would have called that blog buzz.
Yeah. But what was funny about that record was, I forgot what was funny about that.
See, what was funny was,
never mind. It wasn't that funny. I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah. It was just a record. It wasn't like, you know, it was just a record.
Tuesday's great. And it was this whole era when there was no album. This wasn't for any particular thing. It was the SoundCloud, yes, Lucy.
The SoundCloud era.
It was the SoundCloud stimulus.
Yep. Yeah, he was really good for like searching all the top hip hop records on SoundCloud.
Here and,
like,
we go.
He was.
Remember he jumped on that Tuan?
Yeah, I do, actually. I've got a compilation of all of those loose
records. I do too.
Yeah. Remember Tuan and Thoughtful.
Yeah.
Cause we talked about this over text. Like, Drake doesn't have any rappers signed to OVO.
No. Except there was OB O'Brien, but I don't know what happened to him.
I think he was just like the weed carrier who just so happened to rap.
And yet, scheming up.
Oh, what about P. Rain?
What happened to P. Rain?
He was signed to OVO. I've never heard a P. Rain song in my life.
What was, there's the one song with Drake. What's, oh man, hold on. It's with Future, DNF.
No.
Okay. Anything else about Tuesday?
No, I have nothing for Tuesday because it's not on my list. I don't like the record.
All right, what else you got?
All right, so we're gonna go with Left Turn Drake.
Okay.
Aggressive Drake.
All right, I think I might know where you're going.
To me, this is his third best project, right?
I don't know. So I'm interested to see where you go with this.
So if you can interchange, Take Care and So Far Gone. Excuse me, you can make cases for both. But if you're reading this, it's too late. It's, to me, it's far and away his third best project.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Going back and revisiting, I think we give a lot of credence to, we throw a lot of bail to Nothing Was the Same. I don't like that album the way everybody else does.
I like Nothing Was the Same a lot. But I think If You're Reading This, It's Too Late is super underrated.
Yes. And that may be why I like it so much, is because people don't talk about it. They may just be like the anti,
whatever. The contrarian.
The contrarian to me. There we go. I got Energy on my list.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
This was different.
When you
heard Legend and then Legend into Energy, like that was, it was different. It was different.
Yeah, I had Energy. I mean, that whole four-song opening run is kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another song from that on my list that we'll get to in a bit. But I get Legend. Like, that's one of those songs where, like, you play that live and it just still goes off.
Did he do Energy at the?
Oh wait, you didn't say Legend. You said Energy. Sorry.
Yeah, not Energy. Did he do Energy?
Did he do Energy? That's a really good question. I can't remember.
Okay.
There was like, it was like 45 songs he did. So, you know, it was a lot.
Sheesh.
Did he do Energy? I'm looking at the list right now.
Another thing that made me mad about the Meek and Drake beef is right before that happened, Meek smoked Energy.
Yeah, he did Energy. Yeah.
Dope. He should. Lot of energy in that record.
Right.
Yeah, Meek smoked that record right like 3 months before they started beefing. Like, smoked that record, shot the video for it. First time you saw Nicki in there, it was dope.
If you're reading this, just, it was such a different sound. I mean, it sounded so different from Drake at the time.
Yes.
Because it's so dark.
Yes.
Come to find out, that has actually aged really well.
Yes, it has. I mean, that's kind of what happens when you create a sound and then everybody runs to sort of create the sound that you just created, or emulate the sound that you just created.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, speaking of Drake kind of going darkish, and this is right around the same time, it's a Drake stimulus record, and it might be the definitive Drake stimulus song.
Okay.
It's Blessings.
Okay.
Ah,
I was never crazy about that record.
Really?
Yeah.
The beat is great. Drake's hook is just, it is quintessential Drake. It is instantly memorable. It became a thing. And there was a lot of Drake in 2015.
Yeah.
But like, that was stimulus package Drake on the highest level to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It was different.
I think Blessings is, if you're telling this, like, there's some other records I could have kind of put in there maybe, but like, to me, it is like, yeah, like, it's hard to talk about the story of Drake without also talking about the records that he's either given to people or when people, cause like, that's Big Sean basically, like, that's not just Drake on the hook. That's like, that is the entire, if you're reading this, it's too late sound.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I had to put Blessings on.
Okay.
All right. What else you got?
Because I changed one of them, like as in real time. You have all my records, man. And actually, this is my last one.
Okay, what do you got?
I don't know. let me pull some out of thin air.
Okay.
Because prior to the show, like I was like, I don't have. I'm gonna go with. He's got a lot of records, man.
I know.
I'm gonna go. I'll go with A Night Off.
Huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Not on my list anywhere.
That's fine.
A Night Off.
Yes.
Okay, tell me more.
Body Roll Drake.
And this concludes this. No,
not Drake himself body rolling, but very like sappy Drake that isn't like, that's not desperate Drake. Like, I like this girl and I miss her Drake versus, you know, we were supposed to get married and she became a gym teacher and she disappeared and my mom still asks about her. And I just really like that record. I was trying, like, I'm going through So Far Gone and I'm trying to figure out, like, what would you do? Would you do Brand New? Would you do Sooner Than Later? Would you do The Calm? Would you do The Ride from Take Care? Like, would you do Paris Morton Music? Like, there's so many places to go to round out that 15. I wasn't sure where to, do you go November 18th? Like, Say What's Real? Like, there's so many records. But yeah. I'm gonna just go with A Night Off.
Okay. All right, I still have four more left in my 15, so.
All right, rock out.
I had to put Know Yourself on. If I'm picking something from If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, I go with Know Yourself.
Okay. You know, I was never that crazy about Know Yourself.
You don't like the popular songs.
No, I think it waits too, I think, I don't think like it the
waits
first
too,
part.
You think it waits too long to get to that drop?
Yes. Yes.
I think that's I think that's what makes it work. Is like everybody's waiting for the drop. Mm. But it's like, to me, it's definitive because it represents that culmination of that opening run to that album. And Drake is really in his bag here in terms of like, it's this combo that he really revisits really over the past 3-4 years heavily, which is like really hard beat with Instagram caption lyrics, right? Know Yourself has a ton of that.
Mm.
So yeah. I'll put it on there. I can't believe that this next song was not on your list.
Okay.
Hotline Bling.
No.
It's definitive.
It's definitive. It is.
It's self-aware Drake plus meme Drake.
Sure.
It is. Right. It's still amazing to me that this did not go number one. But like it's like the point, like Drake was always super popular, incredibly popular. But like Hotline Bling starts the pop ascendance. Like, oh,
I agree.
I see what's happening here.
I agree.
I still think the song holds up. I think it's a great song. It's ridiculous. Again, only Drake could make that song.
Yeah.
For better or for worse, right? Some people hear that and go, yeah, only Drake could make that song.
Right. Yeah, right. People don't have, a lot of people don't have maybe the self-awareness or
the ability to take that barrier down.
Yes. And we talk about that with Nicki a lot, where Nicki, like, Drake takes himself serious. Drake wants to be respected as a not only an artist, but definitely as an MC, which is why the ghostwriting allegations stung so hard. But Drake is also able to, like, you know, make fun of himself and then let you make fun of him and get the joke. Mm. And Nikki, and I just don't want to put Nikki on Front Street, but like quite a few artists are like that. I think Migos do a really good job of not taking themselves too serious too.
And yeah, I think that's right. I think that's true.
Yeah, that's benefited them.
All right. My last two. I tried to approach this as if Drake's career ended today and we had the benefit of some hindsight, could I tell the story of Drake without talking about his success this year? And I don't think you can.
No, you can't. Okay. I know where you're going.
And so I had one slot for what I'm calling peak pop Drake.
Unstoppable Drake. Okay.
And I was trying to decide between God's Plan and Nice for What.
I know where you went though.
That's interesting. I think Nice for What is a better song.
Yeah, it is.
I think God's Plan is more indicative of the story of Drake.
Did he end with God's Plan?
He did.
Okay, yeah. That's his biggest record.
It's his biggest record. It's absurd how successful that song is. I mean, he's like trademarked that phrase. He has it on t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Like, God's Plan is, when we heard that, when that Scary Hours, whatever, leaked early, you know, came out earlier this year, we heard that and we were like, yeah, this sounds like a Drake record.
Mm-hmm. Because we were like, yo, diplomatic community. Did you hear the sample? Did you hear the bars?
Right. Meanwhile, God's Plan, he's just like, yeah, sure. Let's go number one for 10 weeks or whatever. Like, it's ridiculous. And when you tell, like, it's kind of like Heat Check Drake, but like, oh, what happens when you're actually still making the shots? Mm-hmm. That's God's Plan and Nice for What. Nice for What, I mean, considering that follows up God's Plan, I'm not saying it was destined to be number one, but like, nobody was surprised.
Right.
And then my last slot of my 15, I think Drake is having another one of those years where he is popping up all over the place. And so I was trying to think of like, what is the 2018 Drake stimulus record? What is the definitive? And I'm torn. And this is where hindsight is a problem. 2 years from now, because I'm thinking Look Alive or Sicko Mode, which sounds crazy, right? Because, well, those are current. Why would you pick those for Definitive 15? They're both top five Billboard pop records, right? They're both Drake in this new zone of him and Tay Keith have this chemistry where it's like, hey, turns out Drake on this kind of record sounds a certain way. And more importantly, people go crazy for it. Mm. And I don't know which one I'm going to, we'll call it a tie. I'd prefer Look Alive, but Sicko Mode might resonate better with people. So 3 years from now, you might look back and go, oh, of course Sicko Mode's on the list. That's the hard, this is the hard part, is judging Drake in 2018 for this Definitive 15, because it's like, I don't know how to quantify where we're at.
Yeah, here's. I don't need Travis on Sicko Mode. I'm actually like mad. He's like Sicko Mode is like, if you're in college and you've got a girl in your room and things are about to go somewhere, and then like your roommate busts in, that's Sicko Mode.
Oh no.
You're like right there, you get one line, and then he's like, hey man, we're all playing ping pong downstairs. You wanna come? No, I don't actually. I'm good. Thank you. Oh, hey, what are you guys doing? You guys want to watch a movie? and he just like lingers around the dome. And you're like, get out. That's funny. Whatever. I don't care. But I get it. I get it. And I prefer Look Alive too. But I'll take that Travis part over Black Boy.
Yeah.
Then come through.
And so when he did Look Alive. He actually then he rapped the first part of Black Boy's part. Just that
and come he should through. Have.
You yeah. and you and then he cuts it off.
Yeah, it's catchy.
Yeah. All right. That's it for 15. Can I run real quickly through some of my some of my honorable mentions?
Please.
Successful, like I talked about before, but we already talked about that.
Yep.
Say What's Real.
Okay. Yep.
The Ride. Oh my God.
Oh, The Ride is so good. Yep.
That beat.
Yep. So good. So good. Shout out to Abel.
Yeah. Sorry, Abel. That was supposed to be for your project.
That was supposed to be for you. And Drake was like, nope.
He's like, I'm just gonna take that. A song from Drake that I don't ever hear mentioned and I think is freaking fantastic. And that is The Real Her.
Really?
I think that beat is amazing.
Really?
I love All Andre right. on it. I think Wayne's good on it. Like Drake on it. I love The Real Her.
Okay.
Lust for Life.
Yep.
Tuscan Leather.
Yep.
Wu-Tang Forever, which is crazy underrated to me. I feel like if he just calls that song It's Yours instead of Wu-Tang Forever, people mm-hmm. might feel differently about it.
People might feel different about it, yeah.
But I love that song. I kind of can't believe that neither of us had Worst Behavior on the list.
It's definitive.
I thought about it, but I just couldn't take that many songs from 2013 from Drake.
Yeah.
I really thought about Jumpman.
I was thinking, like, is anything on What a Time to Be? Is anything from What a Time on there? I don't know.
Jumpman.
It's close.
It's close. There are songs in there that I sneaky like.
Like?
Diamonds Dancing.
Diamonds Dancing. Yep.
We didn't talk at all about anything off More Life.
Yeah, I don't think
I really like Get It Together is I mystify. I'm still like, how did that not work?
Yeah, and with again, like the Black Coffee version is phenomenal. But yeah, they should have ran with that.
Over My Dead Body. Oh my God.
Yep. Yep.
The Calm.
Yep.
There's a whole bunch of Drake stimulus records we didn't really talk about.
Like
No Lie.
Yep.
Work.
Yep.
Truffle Butter.
Oh, I thought about it.
A sneaky song that I know it's kind of, I like Pop That.
Oh boy.
And then there's a whole bunch of singles from him. We didn't really talk about Trophies.
No, we didn't.
We didn't talk about 0 to 100.
No, we didn't.
I mean, these were never really contenders, but there's just dope songs like, you know, you talk like Legend, dope. Mm-hmm. Fancy. It was a time.
Fancy was dope at the time.
All Me.
Okay, All Me. Yep, yep, yep.
And we didn't even talk about In My Feelings because I don't really love that song, but it's going to go down as a song that has, what, 10 weeks at number one?
Mm.
So like 5 years from now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how people rank that. Right now, right. I'm like, no, that's on my left that off list.
Yeah.
There's a ton of records I just couldn't even get to.
I really like Paris Morton Music.
That's all right.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah. There's a lot of like songs. There's a lot of songs that I like, but like, are they definitive?
Right.
Like, would you go 0 to 100? Would you do that?
I thought about 0 to 100, but like, I kind of had started from the bottom and I didn't need 0 to 100 yeah. if I'm making a list of 15.
Sure.
I really like, if we're talking about SoundCloud Lucy's, like, I still love Draft Day.
Do you do Dreams Money Can Buy?
That's good too. But
yeah.
That's why getting down to 15 for definitive is like, it's tough.
Yeah.
Listening to this, you mentioned, you called it out before, but I'll say it again. I tweeted about like how doing research for this makes you appreciate some parts of an artist's work more than others. I think I maybe overrate Nothing Was the Same a little bit. And I think I definitely underrate If You're Reading This, It's Too Late.
It's a really good project, man.
It's really good. It's aged really well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about his third best, but like, so if you're ranking Drake, if you're doing the tier, like, so there's like,
and we're including So Far Gone in this.
So there's So Far Gone. Mm-hmm. This is not a rank. So there's a top tier. There's
okay. So we're doing what we did with Jay.
I'm thinking very similar. Okay. I think there's So Far Gone,
mm-hmm.
and Take Care.
Okay.
And then I think there's If You're Reading This and Nothing Was the Same.
Okay.
Now after that,
I think you probably go. I think View, like people didn't like Views. Views was like fire and has aged well.
Views has a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Views was. I'll go Views, and then I'll go. Oof.
More Life?
I might go Scorpion over More Life.
See, I might like.
I think the only thing that's worse than More Life is Thank Me Later.
Oh, I like More Life. I really have not gotten into side B of Scorpion, like at all. So that's a lot of that album that I'm just not really.
Yeah. There on. I mean, I'm looking like it really all I need is I like Jaded. I like Nice That's How You Feel. And I could take Don't Matter to Me and not be angry.
He played Don't Matter to Me.
And then he go in to Rock With You?
He goes in to Rock With You.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he has the crowd sing along to Rock With You.
Okay, as you do.
Yeah.
Nothing else on B-side I need.
Yeah.
But I really like the A-side.
Mm. I A-side's think More Life good. More Life is underrated. Portland, Gilchester.
No, I do like Portland. Sacrifices is my joint. Sacrifices are.
I mean, the intro. Free smoke.
Yep.
Get It Together. Passion Fruit.
Yep. Blem is okay.
Blem's all right.
You like 4422, and
I jokingly like 4422.
Okay, you jokingly. Okay, I was gonna say I don't want to listen to a man drown.
4422. It's like, what are you singing terrible. About?
Yeah, I'm not crazy about Portland. I like Sacrifices. I don't like Teenage Fever.
I like Teenage Fever.
I definitely don't need dun 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 dun.
Watch out for me. I'm about
no.
to blow.
No.
Yeah, I think More Life is better than people might remember. And I don't know. I'm What a Time to Be Alive is. I don't know.
I do like Do Not Disturb. Do Not Disturb is cool. What a Time to Be Alive has like four records.
Maybe.
Looking. Okay. Big Rings is cool.
Yeah. I don't mind Digital Dash.
Nah. It has my favorite Future line in it, though. Diamonds Dancing is cool.
Yeah. Jumpman.
Jumpman's cool in 30 for 30.
Yeah.
I don't need anything else on there.
That's fair. I don't know if I wouldn't say Thank Me Later is terrible.
I it's his worst album, but it's not trash.
I don't know. Is it worse than Scorpion?
No. I mean, yes. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
I need some time with Scorpion.
I don't know. I'm going through this Thank Me Later. This is,
I can't listen to those side B records when it's sunny out.
Okay, Thank Me Later. We've got Show Me a Good Time, Up All Night, Fancy, yeah. Shut It Down, Unforgettable, Light Up, Miss Me.
We didn't even talk about Shut It Down.
We didn't.
With one of the greatest lines ever.
What, Shut It Down Like Computers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, of course, wouldn't make any sense to anybody nowadays.
Right. The computer.
You mean
what's that?
You mean put it to sleep? What do you mean, shut it down?
Yeah. A desktop? Am I logging off? Are we done for the day?
You might as well put the cannabis pheromone dial-up sound
on hell. Yo, no. Hold up. I have to play the intro to Cannabis's album. Where he what does he do? He's like, what is he doing? Like hacking something? Hold on.
Is he like on the dark web or something like that?
I don't even think he's on the dark web.
Oh my God.
This is peak 1998.
Wait, is this the intro to Cannabis?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Hello, cannabis.
Yo, remember that network I was trying to get into last month?
Yeah.
Yo, I got the password now, nigga. This motherfucking cold for 3 weeks, yo.
Yo, what's that?
Yo, man, it ain't nothing. I'ma just copy a couple files, then we can get up out of here.
Copy
yo,
a couple files. You got floppy disks too?
Nah, nigga, trust me, I got this.
I'm telling you, you gonna get us in big trouble, yo.
Yeah, world's greatest rapper turned computer hacker.
Yo, you fucking around, don't you see the eagle and the flag?
Yo, I got 20 more seconds.
That shit is federal.
15 more seconds.
Yo, Biss, man, don't you see the screen? Come on.
Wait, he turned. Wait, hold on. First of all,
is that? See you next time.
Right in the Patriots.
Right in the pit. First of all.
There's a lot to unpack there.
First of all, cannabis went from, it's 10 o'clock. We got to wrap the show.
I know. Recorded for 3 hours.
Cannabis went from, or the cannabis's friend went from like alarmed teenager to Caribbean Haitian producer.
I was going to say, was that Wyclef on there?
I did not think that was Wyclef. It's Yo Biss, Bumba Clef. Yo, I hate Wyclef. Oh my God. I had a friend, a rapper friend, like rap for who he goes to NYU and he rapped for him in the car. And I was like, yo, if Wyclef ever walked up to me and was like, yo,
Bumba Clef,
like, rap for me. Yeah, Bumba Clef. Give me a Bumba Clef verse. I'd snuff him. I'd be like, hey yo, my kid, and then just like run.
And that concludes this.
That's for cannabis's first sound. That's for Can I Bus. That's for Heightenitis. Oh, my head hurts.
You're like, that's for Honor You.
That's for Rip Rock.
Rip Rock. You're like, that's for John Forte.
Oh my God. Grab the mic and won't you sway this way? First of all, I'm never, Doc, I love you. I'm never telling you to sway this way.
It's gonna be really excited when you sway. It's gonna be really excited when you get married someday and we play that at your wedding.
Oh, no. The DJ is 100% playing We Trying to Stay Alive. Dirty Cats.
I just hope we get your future bride to do a process verse, because that would be hilarious. You'd be mortified and entertained at the same time.
I need both verses. I'm doing everything. No, she can do the ad lib. The if you can tell by the way I roll, shorty, that I'm a ladies' man.
She's not gonna do the part. She's not gonna do the who's calling bluff part.
No, I'm doing that by myself.
So one man, you could be the one man band doing Wyclef Jean.
Yes, that one song, and then I'm done. I need to dance by myself. We can do it. You say like she can dance with her dad, and then I need to dance by myself.
The DJ is gonna be like, I'd like to call Armand up to the front, and apparently this is Armand's dance.
Yep, just everybody step back.
This is the groom's dance. Everybody step back.
Yep, thanks guys, appreciate it. Oh my God.
He's like, no, really. I need a lot of space out on the floor. No, just
seriously.
Keep going. There you go.
Yes. That's funny. All right, man. Let's get out of
here. All right. I think we're done. Thank you everybody for listening. And actually, we'd love to hear what y'all think. About everything we talked about earlier in the episode. I don't even know how many sides it's gonna be, but whether it's talking about the untimely passing of Mac Miller, whether it's any other crazy stuff we talked about, or we'd of course love to hear what you think about these definitive 15 choices. We right, we wrong. Did we miss something obvious? Please hit us up at CRS Podcast and let us know. Armand, you got anything to plug?
Yes, you do. This Saturday, Power 107.5, Power 106.3, I am participating in a rap cypher there. Part of a Pepsi Day party that they're having. And then September 29th, I will be in Akron performing with Swoop. And yeah, planning some things out for the end of the year, probably a merch drop next week. And yeah.
Okay. Well, on that note, thank you everybody, and we'll be back later.